The National Broadcasting Company's Grand Marquee. Grand Marquee, lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the night sky. The National Broadcasting Company's mammoth billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Tonight, the Grand Marquee offers a rollicking romance by Virginia Safford Lynn entitled Home is the Sailor, starring Jim Amici. And now, before the curtain rises, here's a greeting and a word of introduction from our star himself, Jim Amici.
Thank you. Thank you, George Stone, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's play may be an answer to the housing shortage, but let's hope that none of you will have to go through what Dodie Winfield did to get one. You see, Dodie had to have a spouse to rent a house, and she wound up with one too many applicants. It all began the day that Dodie and her mother were pushing doorbells in search of an apartment.
Good morning. My mother and I are looking for an apartment. Do you have a vacancy?
Lady, we ain't had no vacancy for years.
Good afternoon. Are any of these little bungalows for rent?
Are you kidding?
Oh, look, Dodie. There's one of those cute duplexes. It's a pretty little street,
too. Oh, I've seen just about enough of Hollywood, Mother. We'll ring this bell, and that'll be the last one.
Yes? What is it?
Oh, good afternoon. My mother and I are looking for a place to live.
Tourists, Oh, no. We're from Chicago. But we've come to California to make our home.
Everybody wants to get into the climate. Sorry, no vacancy.
But we have 5 references.
Sorry, the place wouldn't do for you.
Oh, but it would. We've had to live in hotels, and they won't let you stay any longer than 5 days, and we're very nice and quiet, and our name is Winfield. This is my mother, and I'm Dodie.
How do you do? I'm Mrs. Briggle.
How do you do, Mrs. Briggle? You'll let us rent the house.
No, no, I want a man. With women in the house, something always needs fixing. A husband can fix things.
Oh, but Mrs. Briggle, we have a husband, haven't we, Mother?
A husband?
Yes, a husband.
Oh, yes, we have a husband. It just slipped our minds for the moment. Is he a serviceman? Oh, yes, he's very serviceable.
Well, in that case, perhaps
Mother, I... Mother, quick, give me my checkbook. Now, look, Mother, I can finish unpacking the suitcases. You just sit down and rest.
All right, Dodie. Let's relax and worry.
Oh, don't be like that. We have a home, and everything is going to be just fine.
Yes, providing we produce a husband.
Yes, a husband. Which one of us should have him, do you think?
It depends upon whom we can find. I do wish you'd married Ogden before he went overseas.
Ogden decided that we shouldn't be married until he gets out of the army.
But, my dear, by that time we'll be living in a tent. What in the world is that?
I think it's supposed to be a front doorbell. Oh, maybe it's the trunks from the hotel.
Excuse me, I hate to bother you this way, but I'm looking for a room.
Oh, you are, Sailor?
Yes, I'm here on leave, and I can't find a room anywhere. For 3 nights, I've slept in a freight elevator.
A freight elevator?
Uh-huh, and very uncomfortable, too.
Well, gee, I wish I knew where there was a room for you, Sailor, but...
Hello!
Oh, Mrs. Briggle.
Don't mind me. I'm just watering my porch flowers.
Oh, that's nice.
Is this him?
Is it him? Oh, yes, this is he.
Huh?
Sweetheart, what a surprise. Why didn't you wire me, darling?
Now, hold on a minute. Here.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you back.
Well, thanks.
Why, Dodie, who is this?
Mother, look who's here. Just look. It's, what's your name?
Bill. But listen,
look, Mother, it's Bill.
Why, how wonderful. Who's Bill?
Mother, get him inside quick. Mrs. Briggle's out on her porch.
Who?
Oh, hello there, Mrs. Briggle.
Hello.
I bet you're pretty excited.
We are? Oh, yes, we are.
Get him inside.
Here, now, wait.
Go right on in, darling. That's the way. See you later, Mrs. Briggle.
Well, shall we all sit down?
Now, look, ladies, let's get this straight.
Now, wait a minute, Bill. You said your name was Bill, didn't you?
Yes, Bill Ames, seaman first class. But look, I just want a room.
How large a room are you looking for, Mr. Ames?
Well, just a room, any place where I can sleep on a real bed.
All right, we'll make a bargain with you. I'm Dodie Winfield, and this is my mother. We have a room, but we need a husband.
Oh, no, I don't want a room that much.
Not a real husband, just a make-believe.
Holy smokes, you Hollywood babes.
Why, the very idea. We're not Hollywood babes. We're Chicago babes.
Excuse me, ladies. I have a date tonight with an elevator.
Now, wait a minute. Let me explain. Our new landlady wouldn't let us rent this cottage unless we had a husband. And that's where you come in.
Oh, no. That's where I go out.
Oh, don't be unreasonable. All you'd have to do is to fix things and mow the lawn, will you? Won't you? Please.
Well, just tell me one thing. Would this include meals?
Oh, yes. Dodie's a wonderful cook.
Hello, folks.
Oh, Mrs. Briggle.
Now, don't let me interrupt the happy reunion. I just thought I'd mention that the lawnmower's out in the garage.
Oh, he'll be so glad to mow grass again, won't you, darling?
Oh, yes.
By the way, I thought you said your husband was in the Army.
Oh, he is. It's a naval branch of the Army. thank you so much, Mrs. Briggle.
Oh, no trouble at all.
Look, I've been thinking it over, and maybe I'd better just be going along.
You can't go now.
Oh, no, you can't possibly leave now. Mrs. Briggle has pronounced you man and wife.
Hello, I'm Lily, Mrs. Briggle's niece.
Oh, hello, Lily.
Hello. I brought you over some bananas.
How nice of you.
My, he's certainly good looking, isn't he?
Who, I have... Oh, why, he is, isn't he?
Oh, you sailors. Goodbye now.
Will you please put those bananas on the kitchen table, Bill?
Okay. Just call me Andy Andy.
Thank you. Oh, Mother, he really is kind of cute, isn't he?
We were very lucky to get such a good one.
Oh,
oh no, not again. Yes, Mrs. Briggle?
There's someone out here to see you. This time it's a soldier.
A soldier?
Surprise!
Why,
Ogden?
We thought you were in Tokyo.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Winfield. You're looking fine. And hello, Dodie, my sweetie pie.
Oh, my goodness.
Ogden, stop it.
Oh, what's wrong?
Just get inside quick. Come on.
But Dodie,
don't
now...
ask any questions. Take him inside, Mother.
Come along.
Well, okay, but... okay.
Mrs. Briggle, that was Sergeant Fitch.
Oh, it was?
Yes, my cousin.
Quite a close cousin, isn't he?
Yes, my first cousin, Mrs. Briggle.
Dodie, why did you tell that woman I'm your cousin?
I'll explain in just a minute, Ogden, but first, how in the world did you get here?
I don't understand. When I tried to kiss you, everybody got excited and called me first cousins, and I don't know what all.
Say, would anyone mind if I took a bath?
Oh!
Oh, excuse me.
Well, just who is this?
Why, this is...
Seaman, first class Bill Ames.
Oh, you are? How do you do?
How do you do?
Dodie, tell Ogden about Bill being your husband.
What? What was that?
No, wait, Ogden. Mrs. Briggle wouldn't rent this little house to us unless we had a husband to mow the lawn.
A husband? Listen, what's going on here?
I'm afraid you don't understand, Sergeant. I had to have a room.
And I had to have a husband.
Why, this is the most outrageous idea.
You don't quite understand. He's not her real husband.
Oh, he isn't?
No, no, just someone Mrs. Briggle would think was her husband.
You see, Ogden, it's very simple. We were living in hotels and having to move every 5 days. We just had to get a place.
But I still don't see
why... when you arrived, Mrs. Briggle was out there and... I couldn't very well explain.
So, you said I was your cousin, huh?
That was very clever of you, dear.
In other words, Dodie just had to have a husband.
Naturally.
Will you stay out of this?
But I'm already in it.
Well, you better get out of it, sailor, and fast.
Oh, no, I was here first. Why don't you go out and find your own room and wife?
Now, listen, you...
Oh, Bill, you don't have to pretend you're my husband in front of Ogden.
What? I don't.
I'm sorry. We should have explained to you, but there wasn't time.
Explained what?
You mean you haven't told him about us?
Hold your temper, Ogden. Bill only arrived a few minutes before you did. We'd never seen him before.
Oh, you've never seen him. Well, isn't that something?
You see, Bill, we're engaged.
We're engaged? I thought we were married.
Oh. No, I mean Ogden and I are really engaged. We have been for 4 years.
You have been... Ogden and you are engaged?
That's right, Bill.
Well, why doesn't someone tell me these things?
Oh, it's me again. Oh, isn't this fun?
Yes, Lily. What is it now?
My, he's good looking, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Just like living next door to the USO.
Yes, but stick around, Lily. I think it's going to turn into a separation center.
Oh, you sailors, aren't you cute?
What's that?
Just our doorbell. Oh, come right in, Mrs. Briggle.
Thank you. Lily, why aren't you washing the dishes?
I just came over to see if they'd need extra blankets.
They won't need extra blankets, Lily. You don't plan on having the sergeant stay, do you, Mrs. Winfield?
Why, yes, of course.
Oh, but that would mean that someone would have to sleep on my horsehair davenport.
Oh, you won't mind, will you, Ogden?
Now, wait a minute.
Nobody sleeps on my horsehair davenport.
Well, sailor, I guess you'll have to go.
Yeah, I guess so.
But why should your husband have to leave, Mrs. Higgs?
Oh, well, you see, Mrs. Briggle, Bill...
You see, I'm here for a very short leave, Mrs. Briggle.
Yes, very short.
Well, the more reason I should think you'd want to be with your wife.
Oh, don't you? Surely we want Bill to spend every minute with us.
Every minute? Oh, why, naturally.
Oh, I don't want to inconvenience anybody.
Oh, Bill, darling, you can't leave me now.
I can't.
Of course not. You've been away so long. Ogden, I'm terribly sorry, but you can see how it is.
No, I don't see how it is.
We rented the apartment with the condition that my husband be here to mow the lawn, didn't we, Mrs. Briggle?
Certainly. Why, Sergeant, how could you come between a husband and his wife?
Well, that's just the point. I'm not coming between. Listen, this is ridiculous.
Well, Bill, we guess we'll have to tell him to leave.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Cousin Ogden, but you'll have to find other quarters.
Listen, Mac, I've had enough from you.
And now, Ogden, be reasonable.
Sailor, you get your duffel bag and scram.
Ogden, you cannot talk to my husband this way.
Now, Cousin Ogden, don't start any trouble that you can't finish.
Look, Mac, if you'll step outside with me, we'll settle this thing right now.
Now, Sergeant. If you cause any trouble, I'll call the police.
Oh, Auntie, please don't do that. You said you had a place for him.
What's that?
A room for Ogden.
Well, if he behaves himself, I do.
Oh, you won't make any more trouble, will you, Ogden?
Dodie, this is getting beyond me.
Now, Ogden, please.
It's such a nice room, Sergeant. It has cross ventilation.
Bill, you help Ogden move his things down to Mrs. Briggle's apartment.
$2 a day, Sergeant, with meals. Come along, Lily.
Is this the way you want it, Dodie?
Oh, I don't know what I want, Ogden.
All right, I'll take the room. Give me those bags, Sailor.
I'd be happy to help you.
No, thanks. You've done enough already.
Follow me, Ogden. I think this is going to be fun.
I'll get it. Probably Ogden. Good morning, Ogden.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ogden. You're just in time for breakfast.
Have a cup of Java, Sergeant?
No, thanks. Lily brought me some.
Would you like to look at the morning paper?
No, thanks. My, what a nice little domestic scene.
Oh, everything's working out nicely so far.
May I ask a couple of questions?
Won't you have a piece of toast?
No, thanks. How long do you expect to be here, Sailor?
Well, I'm scheduled back at the ship by tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, good. That's the best news I've heard.
However, I am entitled to a further extension of 2 weeks.
What's that?
Oh, that's just swell, Bill.
Now, listen, Dodie, do you intend to have...
I mean it's swell because it'll give us time to work our problem out.
Well, I'm darned if I can see any problems. Dodie, are you going to let him stay?
Well, what else can I do? Mrs. Briggle and Lily think he's my husband.
Of course, Dodie, I could very easily prove to Mrs. Briggle that you're not married.
And then we'd all be back on the street looking for a place to live.
If you have any better ideas, Sergeant.
Listen, Dodie, this...
Yeah, I'll get it. Hello. Oh, come in, Mrs. Briggle.
Hello. Good morning. Now, which of you men is going to start on that lawn? I'd like the other one to help Lily with our shopping.
Mrs. Briggle, this has gone far enough. There are a few simple facts about this family that you ought to know. Now, in the first place...
Oh, Ogden, isn't that something that I ought to tell her?
Well, if you'd rather.
Dodie, let me explain to Mrs. Briggle.
Oh, no, I think it's my place to tell her.
You see, Mrs. Briggle, here are the facts. Dodie...
You see, we were expecting...
Expecting? Yes, it's a very embarrassing situation. We just don't know how to tell you. We're so afraid you'll object.
No, I don't object in the least. I suspected it all along.
You suspected it?
Why, naturally. Having to get out of a hotel and find a home. Congratulations, Sailor. So you're to become a father.
Now, wait a minute, Mrs. Briggle.
Jeepers, creepers, let's get this straight.
Ogden, unless you let Mother and me handle this in our own way, I'll never speak to you again.
But I was only trying to explain to Mrs. Briggle...
Sergeant, after all, I can draw my own conclusions.
Sergeant, you're trying to wreck everything.
He certainly is.
Oh, I just can't stand any more of this.
Hey, you see what you're doing? Getting my wife all upset.
You're responsible for this whole thing.
Is that anything to be ashamed of?
Oh, Mother, please.
You're the one that ought to be ashamed of.
Mother! Mrs. Briggle, will you excuse me? I just can't stand any more of this. I'm going to my room.
Oh, Ogden, how could you? Excuse me, Mrs. Briggle.
Certainly. Really, Sergeant, I wonder about you.
Oh, but Mrs. Briggle, you don't understand. Look,
you think I'm like a lot of other landlords. You think I object to children. I don't in the least. I love children.
But Mrs. Briggle...
Never mind. I've had just enough. Goodbye.
Well, it's your next move, cousin.
How soon are you getting out of here?
I'm in no hurry.
Just what do you have in your mind?
I'm going to stay here until my leave is up and see this thing through.
Oh, you are?
That's right.
seems to me that you're interested in more than just helping two women keep a house.
Well, it's quite possible, cousin, but for the first time, you're absolutely right.
It couldn't be that you're interested in my girl, Dodie.
If you really want to know, Cousin Ogden, I'm definitely interested in Dodie.
That's what I thought it was. You want to push me out of the picture.
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't want to do anything like that.
Oh, what? You wouldn't?
No, I certainly wouldn't. Not as long as Dodie appears to want you in the picture.
Well, if that's all there is, I'll tell you once more that we've been engaged for 4 years.
Engaged for 4 years? Well, well.
Just what do you mean by well, well?
Oh, nothing, Sergeant.
Oh,
nothing
yes,
at
you
all.
Did mean something. And I can tell you right now that I'm sick and tired of all the talking that's going on around here. I want an answer, and I want it quick. Are you leaving this house?
You mean right now?
Yes, right now.
Well, cousin, I can't say that I am. If Dodie wants me to, I'll be glad to step out of the picture, but so far she hasn't indicated that she does, has she?
No, I mean, look, will you get out?
Oh, no. No, not yet.
Then I'll call the police and have them put you out.
You mean you'll get the police to put the husband out? Oh, no, you're on the wrong track,
Archie. Listen, you're not going to pull that on me again.
It'll be very embarrassing for Dodie and her mother if you called the police, and, of course, you wouldn't have a place to stay yourself. However, if you want it that way, I'll be glad to save you the trouble and call them myself, Gus.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, no? Well, then, really, Ogden, I don't know what you want.
All right. You think you're clever, playing at being married to my girl. All I can say is that you're going to be sorry you ever started it. You'll be sorry for the rest of your life. Goodbye.
Oh, why, Ogden. I was just coming over to see you. The milkman left us two tickets for honeymoon in Hollywood, and I thought you
I'm sorry, Lily. I'm on my way.
Oh, but, Ogden, it's a wonderful program. They give away all sorts of things.
Sorry, Lily, but... what was that again? Honeymoon in Hollywood? A radio program?
Yes, it's thrilling. Every week they go over to a home and surprise a young married couple with the most wonderful gift, and everybody listens, Ogden. Haven't you heard the show?
No, but it sounds like a wonderful idea.
Oh, it is.
Wouldn't it be great if they came over to this house and surprised Bill and Dodie?
Bill and Dodie? Oh, yes, Ogden, you're so smart. It'd be a wonderful surprise.
Now, listen, Bill, I don't see why you have to leave now.
Neither do I, just when we were getting straightened out.
Straightened out?
Well, almost.
No, just won't work.
But what are we going to tell Mrs. Briggle about your being the husband?
Well, after a while, you can tell Mrs. Briggle that I've been lost at sea.
Oh, Bill.
Dodie and Ogden can get married, and then he can mow the lawn.
Oh, of course, I suppose it'll work out. Listen, Bill, I'll fix you a nice lunch to take along with you.
Oh, that's swell, but really, don't bother.
Oh, no trouble at all. It won't take a minute.
Well, Dodie, I wish you the best of luck with Ogden.
Thanks, Bill. There are a lot of things about Ogden that I like.
Oh, yes. Yes, I can see there would be.
Ogden has some very good qualities. I am wearing his ring.
Look, Dodie, you don't have to apologize for anything.
Apologize?
I mean, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, I should hope not. Ogden means a lot to me. A very great lot.
Of course. That's why I'm leaving.
It is?
Yes, I talked with Ogden last night. I refused to leave then, but later I got to thinking it wasn't fair to you.
You're going because it isn't fair to me. Well, you don't have to do any favors for me, Mr. Ames.
You mean you want me to stay?
Well, I suppose you should go.
You've been engaged to him for 4 years. You're in love with him, aren't you?
Well, yes, of course I'm in love with Ogden.
Well, then naturally I don't want to come between you.
Oh, well, why don't you go then?
I am going right away, Miss Winfield, and I hope you're very happy. Goodbye.
Good morning. A surprise.
Oh, who are you?
You don't know me, but I know you. Bringing the extra mic, Harry. Friends, this is the Honeymoon in Hollywood program, bringing you the surprise of your life from coast to coast. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Bill Ames. Listen, ladies, we caught them at breakfast.
Here, now, wait a minute. I don't know who you are.
But I know you, Seaman First Class William Ames. You've just been married to this lovely young lady, and we want to share in your new happiness. In fact, we have some wedding presents right here for you.
Here's your lunch, Bill.
But hello, Mother. So you packed the lunch for this happy young couple, so they're going on a picnic. Oh, Harry, bring in that picnic basket. It's a $65 picnic basket, complete with a luncheon prepared by Madam Herkimer of Hollywood. friends and our radio audience, the neighbors have gathered to celebrate this happy occasion. And now for the big secret. Seaman, first-class Bill Ames and his lovely wife are about to become the owner of a four-room bungalow in Hollywood! And now a few words from the surprise bridegroom himself, Seaman, first-class Bill Ames!
Now listen, this is all a big mistake.
Now, Bill, you really don't mean that, do you?
Yes, I do mean it.
Well, Mrs. Ames, how do you feel about it?
Oh, I don't know. I wish you'd go away.
Oh, well, but my dear young lady...
You heard what the lady said, didn't you?
But as her husband, Mr. Ames, you ought to be happy.
I am not her husband.
Not her husband. Now, calm down. Just a minute, young man. This is the most confused couple I've seen all week.
Now, listen, you. We're not confused. Can't you see that the lady is crying?
Oh, folks, I wish you could be here to see this wonderful married couple. As the young bride is crying with sheer happiness, and the young man is so bewildered by all that's happening here.
Now, listen, friends, you're all wrong, and I want to straighten it out right now.
Now then, young man.
Now, don't try to stop me, because I want to tell your audience that this woman is absolutely and positively not married to me, and I can prove it.
They're not married to you.
That's right. I also want to say that if Susie Flagstaff of Lampton, Ohio is listening in, then I love her and I'm coming home to marry her as soon as I can.
What's that?
Susie Flagstaff? Oh, Bill!
That's right. She's my girl. Didn't I tell you about her?
I'm sorry, folks. There's been a slight mix-up. We must return you to the studio. This is Gregory Hempel saying to all of you about to be married, happy honeymoon.
Is Bill still packing his things, Dodie?
Yes, he's nearly ready.
Oh, now, Dodie, control yourself.
But why didn't he tell us about that Susie Flagstaff before? Why didn't he tell us?
Well, probably because we never asked him, dear.
Oh.
After all, Dodie came into our house because we asked him to, because we needed a husband.
Hello, Mrs. Winfield.
Hello, Lily Ogden.
Is Bill still here, or has he gone back to his Susie?
My aunt just had a fit when she found out you weren't married to that sailor, Dodie. But she's got over it now.
You mean she let us stay?
Well, for a while, anyway. That is, if Ogden will stay and move along.
Oh, now look, Lily, you better go back to your aunt.
Oh, but Ogden, you wouldn't send me away, would you?
What's that?
Well, I got to thinking that you and me might... Well, maybe we could arrange a date together on the Honeymoon in Hollywood program.
Why, Lily!
Just a minute.
Well, what's wrong with that? I think you're pretty nice, Ogden, and they give away such nice presents, don't they, Mrs. Ames?
I'm not Mrs. Ames, and will you please not talk about it, Lily?
Oh, yes, you're not Mrs. Ames, are you? I clean forgot. It must have been just awful to think there were millions, just millions of people listening from coast to coast to coast. And all the time, Bill had a Susie Flagstaff back in Ohio. Oh, I just bet she was thrilled, though, don't you?
Why don't you all give me a chance to forget about that broadcast?
Oh, now, please, Dodie, don't get upset all like this.
Lily?
Come along, Ogden. Addie wants you to mow the lawn.
Oh, but, Lily, I don't want to mow the lawn.
Oh, yes, you do, Ogden. I'll get the lawnmower all ready for you. Listen,
Dodie, that broadcast was only meant for a gag.
It's the most awful thing that's ever happened to me in my whole life.
Oh, but it wasn't my fault that you took that sailor in the first place and pretended he was your husband.
Oh, you didn't have to broadcast it from coast to coast.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Mother. Well, Ogden, I hope you'll be very happy.
Well, I,
And don't worry about a place to live. I understand, Dodie, that the honeymoon cottage is still legally yours, and Mr. Hempel says it's all fitted out for housekeeping.
Oh, yes, Mr. Hempel. Has he recovered?
Not quite. It was quite a staggering experience for him.
What are you going to do now, Bill?
Well, my ship's down at Wilmington. I'm going back to it.
But what about... Susie.
Hmm? Oh, yes, Susie. Well, she'll have to wait, poor girl, until my next leave comes up.
Oh, too bad.
Yes, but she's a very patient girl, very patient. Well, I'd better be shoving off, folks.
Well, good luck, sailor, and come and see us in that cottage when you return from Tokyo.
Goodbye, Dodie. Thanks for everything.
Bye, Bill.
Goodbye.
Well, shall we all burst into tears?
He really is a fine boy.
Yes, he is. He is.
You mean he meant well.
The whole thing was your fault.
Oh, no, it wasn't. And if it was, I had my reasons.
Jealousy. That was the reason.
Now, just a minute. Am I to understand that you really like him?
Yes, that's exactly what you're to understand.
There, that's proof. I knew it all along. She's fallen in love with that sailor.
I have.
Yes, that's what I think, too.
You do?
Certainly.
Why, I've fallen in love with Bill.
See, she even admits it. Oh, now listen, Dodie, you'll soon forget about him. I'll see to that.
Ogden, you know, I think for the first time in your life, you're absolutely right.
Of course I am. You'll soon forget all about him.
You know, I really love him. I really love him, and he doesn't know about it. Oh, I have to tell Bill.
Oh, now, hold on there.
I'm all for it, but he's on his way to Wilmington.
Well, now, just a minute. Haven't you forgotten something? What about his Susie Flagstaff in Ohio?
Oh, yes, I had forgotten about her.
Well, you see, he's not interested in you. He has a girl.
Oh, no, he hasn't, Ogden.
So what's that?
Bill told me this morning that there wasn't a girl named Susie Flagstaff. At least not in his life.
Well, then why did he say
he made it up, just to protect Dodie. At least that's what he had in mind. It was the only way he could get the radio audience to know you weren't really married to him, Dodie.
Oh, you mean there isn't any Susie? Oh, Ogden, forgive me, but I've just got to find Bill before he sails.
Now, just a minute. Understand this. You do, and everything's over between us.
Ogden, why don't you keep abreast of the times? Everything's been over between us for a long, long time. In fact, looking back on it, I don't think there ever really was anything between us in the first place.
Huh?
Mother, let's borrow Mrs. Briggle's car and drive over to the dock.
You mean you're following Bill to Wilmington?
Of course, and hurry. There's no time to lose.
That must be Bill's battleship out there, parked in the harbor.
Come on, we'll try this next pier, Mother. Oh, it's got to be the one.
Oh, look.
Yes?
He's in that crowd of sailors lined up at the end of the pier.
Oh, I just got to stop him before he gets into the launch. Oh, Bill!
Look, he's breaking out of line.
Why, there he is, Bill.
Hello, Dodie, what are you doing here?
Oh, it's all right, Bill. I'm not engaged to Ogden anymore, and I know there isn't any Susie. Oh, Bill.
Oh, Dodie, you're the most wonderful girl I've ever known. And I want to ask you if you...
Yes, Bill.
Listen, Sarah, just what game are you playing today? Come on, back in the line before
I... I just want to tell her that
I don't care what you want to tell anyone. Come on, back.
Well, I just wanted to ask
you. Come on, close up and get to the end of that line.
Yes, sir.
Close up, you old man.
Dodie, I want you to marry me.
She can't hear you, bud.
Look, pass it along. Ask her if she'll marry me.
Will you marry him, Dodie?
Will you marry him, Dodie? Will you marry him, Dodie? Will you marry him,
Dodie?
Will you marry him?
She will marry him.
She will marry him. She will marry
you,
Bill.
She will? Well, what do you know? I'm going to be married. Get that cottage ready for the honeymoon.
Watch out, Sally. You won't be home for 2 years. Leave for it. Work. Put.
Goodbye, Dodie. I'll be back.
We'll all be back.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jim Amici again. We hope you enjoyed tonight's story. On next week's Grand Marquis, we've planned to bring you an unusual romance between a serviceman who returns to his position as editor of a magazine, only to find a young woman in charge who refuses to relinquish the job. I hope you'll be listening when Grand Marquis presents Robert Hoffman's The Warrior's Return. Good night.
Written by Virginia Safford Lynn and produced by Norman Felton. Jim Amici played Bill and Burl Vaughn played Dodie. The orchestra was conducted by Joseph Colicchio with original music composed by Emil Soderstrom. Next week at this time, Grand Marquis will again blaze with light and color high in the gay airways, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of Robert Hoffman's The Warrior's Return, starring Jim Amici. Your announcer is George Stone. Grand Marquis was produced in Chicago.